morning, Doctor.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, in your recent article, you discussed the issue of a national comparison game. What does setting a nationwide ranking system really mean for quality of education?
What does it mean for the quality of education? It means a lot. There is so much effort and energy put into teachers preparing students for tests. And trying to get through content that they believe is mandated. And what we end up is with a fear-based practice of, oh, no, what if we don't, rather than a, hey, what do these kids really need?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a bit of a divide as well between the Australia's regional and rural schools and the capital city schools, ones that live on the coast. So how are rural schools suffering from more centralised curriculums?
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon because no matter where you are in Australia, you can do really well in your education. But what we see is that there's more kids in regional, rural, remote schools that are in the lower percentiles than kids that are in urban centres. And there's many, many reasons for that. But we know that a national curriculum hasn't improved that. See, we've had the national curriculum in place for many years now, and yet we haven't seen improvement in performance testing. So those regional centres, they need to have the autonomy to be able to say, hey, what do we need to do for our local kids, rather than just, you know, having all decisions made from urban and bureaucratic centres.
Yeah, absolutely. And following the Gonski recommendations for an individualised teaching approach, it's something that's been on the agenda for quite a while as well. What opportunities would be opened up for Australian schools if nationwide ranking was actually no longer in action?
Oh, teachers would sigh, you know, a big sigh of relief, you know, in terms of if we took away NAPLAN and took away national comparative testing and just said, instead of focusing on that, why don't you, you know, focus on the kids in front of you and think, what do these kids really need? And then what would you do if your school wasn't going to be compared to the school down the road or the school in the next town? What would you be able to do that was really going to meet the kids' needs? And teachers would be pretty excited about that.
I guess the question would be then, how would we, I guess, gauge the national education quality if we haven't got these kind of nationwide tests as well?
That's right. And I think we have a false sense of security in national testing. So there's international testing that drives our national testing, you know, and there's lots of comparison between countries. And then within countries, there's comparison between states and comparison between sectors. And ever since we've had that kind of, for the last 10 years in Australia, ever since we've had, you know, nationwide comparative testing, it has not improved. There's no visible, improvements across performance across Australia. So it's actually a false sense of security anyway. The best way that a kid can learn is to have a great relationship with his or her teacher, where there's, you know, trust and they're willing to take risks and, you know, step out of their comfort zone. And that, unfortunately, doesn't show up in the league tables.
I guess being able to let teachers make those decisions is to make them a little bit more autonomous as well in response to their local needs and, I guess, values as well. What will that allow for Australia's rural schools?
That'll allow local teachers, local school principals, you know, teachers should never operate in isolation anyway, so it shouldn't be a huge risk. They should be operating with their colleagues, making decisions collectively in their local area. And principals and school leaders, you know, oversee that sort of thing. But it would allow those groups of people to really think, you know, what are the local needs of our kids? What are the aspirations of our community? And also, the great thing that it would do, it would free up space in the curriculum to invite community leaders in, you know, to invite people in who have expert knowledge in particular areas or cultural leaders, and open up what is education rather than it all being all about, you know, preparing for a test.
So I guess it is all these kind of positive outcomes that could come from enacting this kind of education quality adjustment. Why do you think people are so pessimistic about wanting to change the current way we do teach kids in schools?
Oh, I think that people have always looked at education as the quick solution, the quick fix. You know, there's over 283,000 teachers, full-time equivalent teachers in Australia alone. And that's, you know, there's more than that because that's the full-time, you know, positions that need to be filled. So teachers are an easy group of people to point the finger at and say, oh, the problem is education and the problem is teachers and the problem is schools and the problem, it's just such a massive target, you know, that it's really easy to fix. And the other thing is that governments often like to be seen to, well, what I've got is a solution, and it comes in the form of a packaged program. And so then that, you know, that sort of gains a little bit of, oh, this is great, we've got a fix. The real fix, the real solution for education in Australia is, like I said before, kids having good relationships with their teachers so that they can trust them and they can learn. And then teachers, where there's trust built up and good relationships built up, then teachers can gently push and encourage and say, hey, why don't you try this? And that's where really powerful learning happens.
Yeah, and I mean, the opportunities that can come from learning like that, it would be just absolutely amazing. We definitely see a complete different, I guess, culture change in the way that Australia approaches its learning and education. So I guess on the back of that as well, do you remain optimistic that we will see an improvement in quality of education in the near future?
I remain optimistic in Australia's education system in general. We have a really great approach to education in Australia. We've got a wonderful workforce of many teachers and school leaders that are really committed to research-based practice. And a lot of teachers are really committed to our students. So I do remain optimistic, you know, otherwise I'd give up and find another profession.
Yeah,
but you know, but there's always ways to improve. And I suppose where we get concerned is where we see decision-making starting to be centralised, which disempowers the local professional. That's where, you know, where there's concern.
Yeah, and I guess decentralisation not only directly applies to education, but to a lot of other things as well that could rapidly improve the way things are done. I guess kind of just as a last question that doesn't directly relate to this, but there is that kind of new Labor proposal about wanting to adjust the teacher entry standards to get into university. What's your opinion on that?
The teacher entry standards to university?
That's
another view of, you know, if we get good people, you know, or good, that's the wrong word, but, you know, if we get more high-performing people into the program, then we'll get into teacher education, then we'll get better people out of the program. You know, is that really going to be the outcome? You could have a very high-performing student at school who's not necessarily a great teacher. So this has to be more than entrance scores that we look at in teacher education.
Yeah, it's definitely a fantastic discussion to at least be talking about it and how we can actually change the system instead of just having to change the people within it, because I feel like the people within it are already doing an amazing job, that they, I guess, are limited by what they're working with. So that's, I guess,
that's
the
right
big point that's being made here. But thank you so much, Doctor, for talking to us this morning and, I guess, letting us know the insider knowledge of what education could actually be like in Australia.
Pleasure. Thanks for talking.